Gabriel García Márquez, born in Colombia in 1927, is the best-known writer to have emerged from the Third World, and the best-known exponent of a literary style, magical realism, which has proved astonishingly productive in other developing countries and among the novelists who write about them, like Salman Rushdie, to quote just one obvious example. García Márquez is perhaps the most widely admired and most representative Latin American novelist of all time inside Latin America itself, and even in the first world of Europe and the United States. In an era in which universally acknowledged great writers have been difficult to find, his reputation over the last four decades has been second to none. Indeed, if we look at the novelists of the 20th century, we discover that most of the great names on which critics currently agree belong to its first 40 years: Joyce, Proust, Kafka, Faulkner, Woolf. But in the second half of the century, perhaps only García Márquez has achieved true unanimity. His masterpiece, 100 Years of Solitude, published in 1967, a book which appeared on the cusp of the transition between modernist and postmodernist fiction, may be the only novel between 1950 and 2000 to have found large numbers of enthusiastic readers in virtually every country and culture in the world. In that sense, in terms of both its subject matter, broadly the clash between tradition and modernity, and its reception, it is probably not an exaggeration to claim that it was the world's first truly global novel. In other ways, too, García Márquez is a rare phenomenon. He is a serious but popular writer, like Dickens, Hugo, or Hemingway, who sells millions of books and whose celebrity approaches that of sportsmen, musicians, or film stars. In 1982, he was the most popular winner of the Nobel Prize for Literature in recent times. In Latin America, a region that has never been the same since García Márquez invented the small community of Macondo, he is known everywhere by his nickname, Cabo, like silent cinema's Charlie or soccer's Pelé. Although one of the four or five biggest personalities of the 20th century in his continent, he was born in the proverbial middle of nowhere, in a town of less than 10,000 mainly illiterate inhabitants, with unpaved streets, no drainage, and a name, Aracataca, also known as Macondo, which makes people laugh when they first hear it, though its closeness to abracadabra should perhaps make them cautious. Very few famous writers from any part of the world have come from such a small-town background, and yet fewer have lived their era, both culturally and politically, as fully and intimately as this one. García Márquez is now a wealthy man, with 7 homes in glamorous locations in 5 different countries. In recent decades, he has been able to demand, or more usually refuse, $50,000 for a half-hour interview. He has been able to place his articles in almost any newspaper in the world and receive huge sums for them. Like those of Shakespeare, the titles of his books appear in ghostly fashion in headlines all over the planet. 100 Hours of Solitude, Chronicle of a Catastrophe Foretold, Autumn of the Dictator, Love in the Time of Money. He has been forced to confront and endure an astonishing level of celebrity for half a lifetime. His favors and his friendship have been sought by the rich, the famous, and the powerful. François Mitterrand, Felipe González, Bill Clinton, most of the recent presidents of Colombia and Mexico, and many other celebrities besides. Yet despite his dazzling literary and financial success, he has remained throughout his life a man of the progressive left, a defender of good causes, and a constructor of positive enterprises, including the founding of influential institutes of journalism and film. At the same time, his close friendship with another political leader, Fidel Castro, has been a constant source of controversy and criticism for more than 30 years.